It is, you know, it is a fraternity. Guys do really try to watch out for each other when you're playing and not when you're playing. But at the same time, you know, it's an unforeseen tragedy. It's hard in these circumstances to know exactly what the other people are going through. So I'm not going to speculate and say, well, if I was this, we would have did this, or, you know, as one of the player reps. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's victims in this, and there's people that made choices, and unfortunately, those choices cost some people their lives, and that's a sad day, whatever the circumstances are. And you know, I cannot try to sum up in words what these men are going through, because I have absolutely no clue, and I think it'll be just downright ignorant to try to say anything, because it's not our place as the Carolina Panthers. It's not our locker room.
Were you guys just sort of with that in mind, just kind of waiting it out?
I mean,
in terms of whether the game was going to be.
You know, we get our marching orders, just like plays, and we try to execute them.
Just talk about, did you guys expect to get emotional?
Oh, you had to. You got to be an idiot not to. We had New Orleans several years ago with Katrina, and we saw that. But at the same time, you know, this is an emotional game, and guys draw from, tragedy or whatever the case may be. So, of course, a guy spoke about it, the head coach spoke about it. So we were not unprepared for the emotional aspect. I think, we underperformed, and we allowed a team that was with the heavy burden, the heavy heart, we allowed them to hang around, and they had some key plays, and they finished us off, and we weren't able to answer.